I think the state of philosophy today is not unlike the state of philosophy as it was in Locke's own day. The world in which Locke lived was one in which the disciplines were not, outside the universities, the disciplines were not very well delineated, and there were a lot of new ideas. There was a lot of interaction amongst the different people that were making up, say, the Royal Society. So you would have people talking about, well, you'd have astronomers interacting with architects and with poets and the microscopists. Everything was up for grabs. And in a way, today, philosophy is very much more open, I think, than it was in the latter part of the 20th century, to information, results, engagement with other disciplines. There's a huge impetus towards interdisciplinary research. So I think, and that is changing not only the nature of those disciplines, but the nature of philosophy as well. I mean, one of the great values of Locke's essay is to remind us that we have to decide things for ourselves, and we have to investigate, not put things on trust, not blindly accept the testimony of other people. That was something that Hume took up on. And these things are worth really keeping in mind. It does tie in with the rise of the bourgeois individual, or the rise of secularism, perhaps, although that's a consequence that Locke might not have particularly wanted. Why should we read Locke today? I mean, I just see a huge number of parallels between what's happening today and what was happening in Locke's own day. Take the religious controversy. I mean, Locke was advocating, as a response to questions about whether or not we could make public religious observances and the like, he was advocating a toleration and advocating making a case for individual conscience. These issues are still rife today, and sometimes just reading from a distance something that, you know, was written 300 years ago in a time that is similar but not the same can just help give us a different perspective on our own state